If you're an 80s baby or just want to be one, Holly Knight's songs are probably already in your head. Chances are you've never heard of Holly Knight, yet she helped shape the sound of 80s pop with songs like The Warrior by Scandal. The 3-time Grammy Award winner's music has appeared on more than half a billion records sold. Meredith Oakes looks at her songwriting legacy as part of the series The Women Behind the Songs.
Born in New York City, Holly Knight started playing piano at age 4 and studied classical music for more than a decade. But as a teenager in the 1970s, Manhattan's downtown rock scene beckoned. Knight formed a band called Spider with musicians she met in the clubs. They had lots of potential, but not a lot of material. So she started collaborating on songs for the band, including this one. It's only 2 chords because she wrote it on guitar, and she didn't really play guitar at the time. You Better Be Good to Me was inspired by a letter Knight received from an admirer, expressing feelings for her and beseeching her to treat him kindly. Knight flipped it and reversed it. She wrote the song's lyrics about a woman not asking, but demanding to be respected. As the story goes, Tina Turner heard it and immediately felt it had been written especially for her. It became Turner's signature song. Knight wrote songs for everyone from Aerosmith to Rod Stewart, but some of her most successful work landed with powerful female vocalists. She co-wrote with Ann and Nancy Wilson of Heart during the best-selling era of their career. Heart songs were always commanding and candid, but Knight pushed them to the next level as hitmakers. Performed by such powerhouse women singers, Holly Knight's songs often felt like feminist anthems, even if they didn't start out that way. We are young. Heartache to heartache, we stand. She co-wrote this one as a ballad, but Pat Benatar turned it into an up-tempo rocker and made a video for it that depicted female empowerment. Love is a battlefield. Knight wasn't just making statements for women. She was describing the shifting dynamics of relationships, suggesting that it might be better to unite and take on the world as a team. It's the same in songwriting. If you can figure out a way to work together, you're more likely to find success. The fight metaphors in Knight's songs are a reminder that all's fair in love and war and rock and roll.
Our music critic, Meredith Oakes, is the author of several books, including Rock and Roll Woman.